Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Drs. Dawn and Ryan Willey and Springfield Family Chiropractic. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. Optometrists say that as many as one in four viewers have problems watching 3D movies and TV. The 3D effect can cause eye strain, blurred vision, headaches, and even nausea. Samsung warns that its 3D TVs can cause motion sickness, disorientation, eye strain, and decreased postural stability, which means viewers risk losing balance and falling. They also warn not to watch 3D if you're in bad physical condition, need sleep, or have been drinking alcohol. Another warning comes from Nintendo, who says that children age 6 or younger should not play with its upcoming 3DS handheld gaming system with 3D technology because it might affect vision development. Research in South Korea has prompted the Korean government to recommend that viewers take a break of up to 15 minutes after an hour of 3D viewing. Viewers who suffer the most with 3D are those who have trouble getting their eyes to converge properly in normal life. So if you tend to get carsick easily, you might find that 3D is not for you. Summing up, if you want 3D, go out and experience real life. This next story you're going to find quite interesting. Ever hear of an arthritic moose? It's generally thought that osteoarthritis is a result of aging and wear and tear on our joints. But an extraordinary 50-year research project on the moose, that's right, our old friend Bullwinkle, may change this idea. Researchers analyzed more than 1,000 carcasses and found that more than half had arthritis that is virtually identical to the humankind. The scientists determined that the arthritic moose were born during times when food was scarce, so their mothers could not produce enough milk. This study suggests that people's arthritis may be linked in part to nutritional deficiency in the womb and possibly throughout childhood. Experts say that nutrients might influence the composition or shape of our bones, joints, and cartilage. Nutrition might also affect hormones and how the genetic predisposition for arthritis is expressed or suppressed. While nutrition's relevance in relation to arthritis is not completely understood, this study does give more support for the importance of healthy eating for expecting mothers, children, and adolescents. And when I come back, we'll look at the right way to wash an egg and a healthy habit that might be damaging your brain.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Drs. Dawn and Ryan Willey at 609-265-7727. Now back to the news.
Have you ever thought about what happens to organic eggs after they are collected? Egg processing includes 6 steps, one of which is cleaning and disinfecting. While cleaning may not sound too bad, there are vast differences in how eggs can be processed, even under the certified organic label. Some states require that all eggs receive a chlorine bath and mineral oil coating before they are nestled into their cartons. Like your skin, what's put on your egg goes into your egg. Your previously organic egg may end up containing chlorine, mineral oil, dish soap, or even salmonella after going through its cleaning process. Cleaning often leaves your eggs vulnerable to contamination and faster spoilage. The egg industry knows this, so to replace what Mother Nature put there for good reason, they must coat the egg with something, often mineral oil. Not only is mineral oil a non-natural agent, but it's a petroleum product that was never intended for you to eat. The only way to know if your eggs have been washed or oiled and what agents have been used is to ask the producer. If you're buying organic eggs at the grocery store, this may be hard to do. So it's best to buy your eggs locally, from a farmer's market, or ideally, directly from a farm. So instead of asking what came first, the chicken or the egg, maybe you need to ask what came last, the chlorine or the oil. And for our last story, forget how many glasses of water you should drink a day. Instead, find out what's in the water you drink. We all know that drinking water is good for us, right? Well, it depends on what water you're drinking. Just like with most things, you need to know what's in your water. It may surprise you that fluoride, which is considered a poison by many experts, is added to many water supplies in the US, Canada, Australia, and the UK. Fluoride is not an essential nutrient. In fact, prior to 1945, when communal water fluoridation took effect, fluoride was known as a toxin. The types of fluoride typically added to water supplies are not even pharmaceutical grade, which is toxic enough, but rather the chemical byproducts of aluminum, steel, cement, phosphate fertilizer manufacturing, and nuclear weapons manufacturing. Yuck! We are told that fluoride will prevent tooth decay, but we are not told about the numerous side effects of ingesting it. Part of the problem is that fluoride is an accumulative toxin that, over time, can lead to significant health problems that are not always linked to fluoride overexposure. One of the risks is a lowered IQ in children. Others include brain damage, dementia, bone fractures, arthritis, immune system disruption, and dental fluorosis, damage to the tooth enamel. The Fluoride Action Network is trying to end water fluoridation in both Canada and the U.S., two of only a few countries who follow this practice. If you want to add your support to their campaign, look them up online. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Doctors Dawn and Ryan Willey. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.